Morgan Show. This is a CJ Morgan Show. CJ Morgan Show. This is a CJ Morgan Show.
You ever mowed the yard just to then again mow the yard? I had the, I can't call it a manly, I can just say old manly weekend. Not manly, okay. Not tough, not fun, not partying. I had an old manly Sunday, and for some reason, Matt, I should be ashamed because my Sundays used to be, if I was up before the sun was up, it was because I was still up from the night before. Mm. And that might be partying or kissing, playing video games. No. I set an alarm. I woke up early. I went to Kite Fest. I came to work. I came home and I did yard chores. And
they're not chores. They're yard rewards, my friend.
They kind of are. Like I replanted stuff. I opened both garage doors to blow leaves out and clean it. And I fixed stuff and I started patching seals. And then the weirdest thing was I mowed. And I knew I'd done it, but I buried it down. I mowed my backyard, and then I mowed the front, even though I just mowed it 2 days ago. That's what I mean. Have you ever mowed just to mow again?
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that, because on Sunday, a buddy of mine on Instagram posted a picture of his yard, freshly mowed, which I love to look at. The way that wife likes to look at somebody else's baby on Instagram, I love to see somebody else's. And he posted, but his caption said, "Fresh fade feels so good." And I was like, oh, that is what it feels like when you get out of the barber chair and you've just first moment that you've had a fade cut and you're like, oh, my hair feel, it's not going to be this good for the next 3 months until I pay for another haircut.
It's clean. It's soft.
It's clean.
It's good.
It feels great. And that, I don't know how to explain it, because when I was a kid, the part I hated the most about the weekend is I knew inevitably at some point my father would come in and go, hey, put your shoes on. Come on, we're going out to mow the lawn.
You got to get up.
We're sleeping in. As a kid, I hated mowing the lawn, but now it is so cathartic.
See, that's different. I've always loved mowing the lawn, even when I was a kid. I would mow, like, my dad would hire me out to mow other people's lawns when I was too young to do it. I loved it. I always loved mowing. What I hated was when I would have friends stay the night, and then on Saturday morning, my dad's like, hey, I need the four of y'all to move this doghouse up front to the dumpster. You know, it was always like manual labor that was dumb and boring.
That was clever of him.
But I love mowing, and it's so much easier. I do miss the noise and the smell of gasoline, because now I just have a battery-powered Craftsman, but then, again, I don't have to take apart the carburetor, and, like, it's so much easier. Anyhow, I mowed it the other day, and I was mowing it on like a 2 and a 3 on the back wheels, and I was like, I'm going to go ahead and do this high because I might mow again. I'm like, that's dumb. You don't need to mow again. And then yesterday I started getting little spots, and then I was like, I'm going to mow, and then I just did the whole front yard again on a 1.
No shame in that game, my friend.
Sometimes you just got to rip the Band-Aid off and do another mow, you know?
I know.
And I know for a fact.
I love it when it looks low, high, and tight, which you don't want to do during the summer because it'll scald it. But when you do it in the spring, it's my theory that when you mow it real low, high, and tight, the like St. Augustine grass, which I have in little patches, chokes out other stuff and does better that way.
There
I don't know if it's true, but it looks
the
good.
The answer to that, I'm not.
They're
one
called
of them.
They're called lawn men.
Lawn men.
I know that a good chunk of people listening right now doing are rolling their eyes, because if you don't get it,
I'm worried.
You don't get it. But think about anything.
Yeah, we're supposed to be at a rock station.
Anything that you're passionate about that brings you joy. There is no better feeling than like on a Sunday afternoon when everything in the yard, you've spent all morning in the yard, to just sit in the backyard and stare at it. And my wife will go, you're looking at your yard, aren't you? And I was like,
yeah.
And I'm like, oh my God, I've turned into my father.
And not just that, but I got to say, all my roommates I've had since college have been the luckiest little ducks, because those quacks didn't have to do anything. I could fix all the stuff around the house, mainly when the Mavs lost and I punched holes in the wall. But I did all the mowing. I did all that stuff, all of it, and they never had to worry about it until I moved in with my buddy Kevin for a couple of years, and he was the same type. Like, he liked mowing, and so
you all had to fight over it.
No, I didn't know what to do. I was stuck. It was a sad, tragic event.
He's like, look, man, you're staying in my house under my lease. I'm gonna mow the yard.
Yeah,
is my girl. You hear me?
That's when I really cranked up the alcoholism, though, because I didn't have anything to do. It was just such a bizarre Sunday, and it left me feeling like so happy and satisfied. And then I realized, it's like, oh, you haven't been one, you got something done. It's nice when you can feasibly look out in the yard and see it's done. But the second thing I realized is, because I've been kind of a little bummed, feeling upset, feeling maybe depressed, anxious, and then I was like, you exercised today. You woke up early and you walked and exercised for most of the day.
Oh,
it's the solution to happiness. Guess what? It's tax day.
Boo.
Today's maybe the greatest, maybe not the greatest, because, yeah, it's tax day. April 15th is when it's due. And a poll recently said 43% of Americans said they spend most of their time, more time avoiding taxes than just doing them. And I got to be honest, I have some advice coming up, but I enjoy the tax year because it usually, I've always overpaid, so I always get like $2,000 back.
This is a really cruel brag.
My taxes are simple. I don't have stocks or, when I was doing some freelance work one year and I got paid like a certain amount and then I didn't report it, but I got kind of screwed by a company. The IRS, then the fees they tacked on ended up being three times actually what I had owed them forever. So I did spend a good 3 or 4 years where I owed money, but for the most part, I pay extra.
You didn't do any side hustle work this year?
No. Yeah.
That's because, the hard part is all the self-employment stuff you got to do.
Yeah, that's the thing is my taxes are, people are always like, it's so hard, I don't know what to do. Even like friends that I know, they don't do a side hustle or they're not married or they don't have kids. And I'm like, just, you go online to one of the websites, put your stuff in.
Yeah.
And then they do it all for you.
It's even easier when you're like me and don't own anything.
Yeah, so when you don't. And everyone's like, well, I need to find out how to get money back. And they try to do all this clever crap. And I'm like, dude, the standard deduction, you're never going to beat it unless you have $600,000 income a year and you're actually like building a home. Like, you're never going to beat the standard deduction. Us random people, normal people, we're not going to do it. Just take the standard deduction and stop worrying about it. Tax day is easy. It's simple. I look forward to it. But let me tell you something. My advice, don't do your taxes early. Wait till today.
Why?
Do not do your taxes early because I already spent that money and now I'm sad.
Can I tell you a
real true story that is kind of horrifying to me anyway?
Yes, please.
Is that just now when you said today is April 15th, it's tax day, that's the first time this year that it's occurred to me.
You haven't done your taxes?
I have not done my taxes. It hadn't occurred to me. So what I know I have to do is after the show, sometime tonight, as I have to rush home, like one of those
file
wait till
an extension.
Last, file extension, I'll be fine.
Nah.
I'm not panicked about it. It's just extra work. But it is kind of funny because my heart really did sink. When you said that, I was like, oh, what's he taught? Like, part of me thought you were making a weird joke that I understand, and I looked at my computer and I was like, oh, it really is April 15th.
It really is tax day.
I've been so busy this year that I did not realize it was tax day.
Have you done side hustles?
Yeah.
Okay, so you got to claim that. You got two dependents. No. Yeah. So
my wife has double side hustles. My wife has two side hustles. I do as well. So that's where all the ticky-tack stuff comes in.
That's frustrating.
Yeah.
You could hire someone, but then you're like, well, I don't want to hire someone. I want to get as much money back as possible.
No, I actually, if I found that, and I learned this lesson the hard way, it is so much easier to find a really good person that you can rely on who charges you a reasonable rate to do it for you. It really is.
Shout out to listener Liz, who got me out of trouble a couple times.
Here's the funny thing, is that listener Liz is the person, and I bet you when I write to her tonight, she'll say, oh, I just went ahead and filed you an extension, because she does sweet things like that.
Now, question about the extension portion of this. I had gone, there have been a couple times in my existence where I've gone like a year and just forgot about it. And then I'm like, oh, wait, the IRS owes me money. So I just filed it late and then got it. Are there fees? Like, what happens if you don't file it?
As long as you file that extension.
I never filed an extension. And like a year or two later, I would do my taxes.
They're supposed to charge you a fine, like a fee for not filing. But since you didn't owe money and they owed you money, it's not like they can come after you and do anything. Their whole thing of them coming after you is like, hey, you didn't take your money.
The other thing that I feel like taxes are very confusing and frustrated, and should be on the government to get it right, not us. But ideally, the amount you owe or the amount you get back should be zero.
Correct.
It should always be zero. But like I said, this is a little tip. Pay extra. You can go into your work forms and press stuff. One time I pressed something and I didn't pay taxes for an entire year. That was another. problematic thing. That was bad. That got me. That sucked ass.
In other words, CJ is trying to give you all advice. Don't listen to him right now. He doesn't know what he's talking about.
Okay. If there's one piece of advice I want to give you.
No.
If you're
don't
getting
listen to it.
No, this one's the true.
What is
if
it?
If you're
God,
getting
no.
money back from your taxes, wait till April to do it. That way you don't blow it in January like me. And then you're all sad because everyone else around you is getting a tax return.
Use that money to buy cocaine because it's untraceable.
And you can double it and make money. There you go.
Congratulations to me. I finally became a person.
It's time for Parent Pickup.
It's the Parent Pickup with our friend Matt Bearden. If you're in the line to get your kids out of the car, whatever that might mean, or you just want to learn, that's what the segment's about.
Yeah, if you go into parenting because you want to be put on a pedestal or have your ego stroked, you have done it way wrong because your kids don't truly care about you.
Once you get married, nothing is going to be stroked, and your ego is especially one of those.
You're getting into a whole other debate, too.
Yeah.
But, you know, the thing is that kids are naturally narcissists because the way we parent really changes things. When, say, 200 years ago, you lived on a farm, you knew that at any moment, if your father were to go outside and get run over by the oxen team or something, that there's a good chance that you would then starve to death after that.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, women were treated horribly. More horribly,
married off to bad, evil stepdad.
Yeah, you know, nobody. There wasn't a lot of value put on widowed women with children, and so then I think maybe you were seen differently. But now we have a better time, and these are better ages. We try to raise our kids in a different way. This weekend, or last Friday, I was asked to judge, and I'm going to use air quotes around the celebrity part, but to be a judge from the community for a middle school talent show.
Yikes, dude.
You say that. It was actually pretty awesome.
Pretty rad.
I was stunned.
Oh, I was stunned.
There were some kids that played like an original song that they wrote.
Dude.
It jammed up. It was so good. I saw a couple of bands do cover songs. It happened to be my kid's school, but when I told my daughter, I said, hey, I've been asked to do this, she paled over.
Yes.
And was like, but you're not going to do it, are you? I said, well, they've asked me to. It's to raise funds for the school, and yeah, I'd like to do it. He said, well, they know who you are. They're not going to introduce you as, like, my dad. And I said, no, I'll just be the guy from the radio. And she's like, okay.
I was wondering the same thing.
She was like, panicked.
They're going to point her out in the crowd, and this is so-and-so's dad.
Yeah. Now, here's the best part of the evening.
That's exactly what I would have done as a kid.
First of all, it was really well-run. It was really fun. There was a couple people that did dance, a guy that did stand-up, some musicians, and it was a fun time. I actually had a really good time. I laughed along with some of it. And it was well produced.
You laughed with. Good.
Exactly. Afterward, it felt really good. People were coming up. They recognized me either from the morning show or here in the afternoon show.
No one recognized you from here. That ain't happening.
That's not true.
Anyhow.
That's not true. A couple people came up and they knew Parent Pickup and stuff. And so,
they were like, did you know?
No, they knew his segments.
It started with one kid. And one kid said, can I take a picture with you? And I was like, absolutely. And then my brain is smart enough to know that middle school kids are, anything is viral. Like if one kid gets a twisted ankle, suddenly everybody has a twisted ankle. So somebody saw somebody getting a picture and everyone decided, well, I guess I should get a picture because people were saying like, oh, I love you on your television show. I was like, you don't know what I do, but it's fun anyway. So, you know, I was happy to do it and take photos. There were some teachers who were listeners and it was nice. And afterward, we were driving home and my daughter, she had a couple of friends spending the night.
Because she was excited. You were a celebrity. You made her look good.
No, she goes.
She's devastated.
Why were those people taking pictures with you? And I said, well, like from the radio. And she goes, what do you mean? And I go, well, I work on the radio and some people listen and they like that. And she goes, but why would you take a picture? And I go, well, I don't know. If you saw a TikTok star, wouldn't you want to take a picture with them? She goes, you're not a TikTok star.
Devastating.
But then she got kind of quiet, and her friend said something, and then she goes, so they're just like, people want to take pictures with you? And I go, yeah. And there was this moment where I could see my child's brain working, and she was started for a brief moment to see me not as the chauffeur that occasionally asks her about her homework. That's how I exist in her life, right?
Of course.
But for a brief moment, she was like, I think my dad has a life. And as a person, outside of my worldview, do you know what I mean?
Yikes.
And Do you guys remember that when you started to figure out that your parents were people?
Never did.
And not just machines to feed and
automatons that took care of you.
Yeah, I remember just finding an old Polaroid of my dad or the woman with a very ample bosom in Las Vegas, and she even wrote on there and signed it for him, and I was like, "What is this?
That's weird.
What is this? What was my dad doing back in the day?"
My mom worked in a school when I was in middle school, so to me, I would see her as different mom.
Gotcha.
I was like, "Oh, that's school work
school mom.
Yeah, yeah." And I saw her a lot because every time I got in trouble, that's where they would send me.
Well, anyway, it ended up being pretty nice. It was over by the next morning when she needed money to go to the domain or whatever.
But for a moment, you were celebrity
dad. There was a brief moment where she was like, oh, I think maybe my dad, and she can't admit it, but I think she was like, is my dad okay? Is he kind of cool?
Nick from 102 ESPN Austin's joined at 102. I screwed this up. I was trying to think of the names of your shows because y'all have such bad names that they're not even memorable. But Nick from 102.7 ESPN, from Hogan and Hodge, and Three Guys Doing Sports. Did I get it right?
Close enough.
Okay. Anyhow, you're going to come in and you're going to do some of our bets. But first, I want to ask all of you, because Nick, you're also a longtime veteran of radio. You've worked on morning shows. You've been all around.
You're welcome for my service.
Thank you. Matt and I have been doing bets. We've been doing the punishment Plinko, and it's kind of my fault, but is there any point to doing the sports stuff? We're not doing the punishments. They all require me buying and putting together gadgets. Should we just end the stupid sports thing?
Well, I know that I crushed Sawyer and Noah in our Masters pool. I had Scotty Scheffler, Xander Schauffele, and that Aberg kid.
Yeah.
The Texas Tech, so I just crushed him. So I'm going to steal the hot dog toothbrush to make Noah do that.
I reinvented a thing that made it a monetized issue where every week there would be a financial winner and three financial losers, and Spencer and Emily bitched and cried about it. Turns out, good job, Emily. They let her go. We didn't.
They fired her because of that.
Yeah, exactly. But I'm just...
She wouldn't do sports bets.
Guys, I'm tired of the sports thing.
Okay.
Right?
You're tired of losing.
I don't want to be around anymore.
No, I just... It's not... Is it entertaining? Is it good?
I don't know what's going
on
anymore.
I think the ones that I'm on is.
Okay, well, we'll find out coming up when we recap this week in sports, where, I probably did lose. Maybe that's why I'm in a bad mood. We have our sports expert, Nick from 102.7 ESPN Austin's here to recap the results. And as soon as I made a bet on Friday, I was like, that's dumb. Why did you take the guy that was already 9 over par, Jordan Spieth, who didn't even, he didn't qualify, but Tiger Woods did. So I know Matt gets a point for that. But didn't another kid from UT end up doing really well?
Yes.
He won the whole thing.
Okay, yeah, I was going to say, it's kind of doing well when you get to put on the green jacket. That's considered to be pretty good.
To be fair,
the tower.
I knew he was going to win, but I didn't actually look back to see if he had. I mean, he could have done what Spieth did and gone 9 over, but I bet on Spieth before not before he went 9 over, when he was 9 over.
Yeah.
You know, in Nintendo Wii, they just take the ball away and make you move to the next hole if you do that bad. Not at the Masters.
I'm pretty sure it just switches over to boxing.
Yeah.
Here, you would enjoy this better.
How'd we do with the rest of stuff?
Well, we also bet on the Austin FC versus St. Louis. CJ had a draw, Matt had a win, and the Austin FC had a loss.
They did. One shot on goal. No, zero shots on goal, I think, like
I
four shots.
Nil un.
Yeah.
It's like the same soccer.
Gotta say, I was kind of shocked by that match.
I wasn't.
You weren't at
no,
all?
No, because I feel
even
like...
Even after the previous match?
That's more Austin FC than the 2022 Austin FC, whatever. That's the team. That's them.
If we don't ever talk about Austin FC on 102.7 ESPN, at least Three Guys on Sports, we should probably. Sorry, guys.
Hey, it got me into some free matches, so should.
Hit me up, Austin FC. I'd be happy to serve. Have you ever thought about
changing the name to Three Sports on Guys?
No, but sometimes we do like Three Guys on Nonsense.
Okay.
Frequently we'll do that. Today we did Three Guys
right
on...
Now, huh?
We did Three Guys on Who's Hotter, Rene Russo or Susan Sarandon, because we watched Tin Cup and Bull Durham recently.
Good job. Right. See, that makes it entertaining.
I agree so as well. Go vote at Three Guys on Sports on Twitter. But I'm working on this thing of just like being a bitter Austin FC guy of like, hey, we can't win a game, but at least we're selling lots of merch and jerseys.
Oh, what are you just stealing from my bitchy Twitter?
No. God,
I'm such a crybaby.
You are.
Yes.
I love you. You're a lovable crybaby.
You did have the bet on the Masters where Tiger Woods finished with a personal record plus 16. I'm going to remind you, golf, you're trying for negative scores.
Yeah, but it's a new record for him.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He got plus 16?
Plus 16.
What did Spieth get?
Cut.
He got cut.
It doesn't matter. It was going to be the lowest score. No. The bet was lowest score, not who got cut and who didn't.
Which means he doesn't have a score.
This isn't me trying to weasel my way in or out. If his score is cut, that means he's even. He's nothing. He's not plus 16.
This is the craziest argument I've ever heard anyone make.
I kind of see what you're saying.
A guy's score was so bad he didn't get to finish the tournament, and you're trying to argue at a better score than someone that got to finish?
They sent him home.
He had plus 9. He got sent home with a plus 9. Tiger went home with a plus 16. That's
your argument that the Cowboys actually won the Super Bowl?
That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying they both ended the weekend plus 9 and plus 16.
Well, they didn't lose the Super Bowl, so maybe the Cowboys did win the Super Bowl.
Hey, I like the odds now. Cowboys winners.
Oh, man. That's not it either. That's Matt's making a false comparison.
Look here.
The stats say clearly Jordan Spieth plus 9.
No, if you look it up, his score, his official scorecard is cut.
Cut.
He's a plus 9 last time I checked.
He's tied with all the cut. As being not able to continue.
That's fine and all, but the entire week they were at Augusta, that's what we're talking about. We're talking about the pre-cut, the pre-qualification.
Are you trying to count
what he did in the par 3 challenge? His practice rounds? No, get out of here. Here, look, okay, spoiler alert.
One of Trump's lawyers? What angle are you working right now?
Yeah, they're so mad. They're like, hey, they're making him stay in court every day. That's election tampering. That's what happens. I also love, side note, he keeps hiring people that aren't trial lawyers.
I know.
And that's a very different thing. Anyhow, Nick,
it's
go ahead.
It's almost like the competent lawyers don't want to represent him.
Nick's a big Trumper, and so is his family from Gerald. Go ahead.
First of all, I'm not from Gerald. Almost swore. Thank you, Georgetown.
You insulted
that's probably much better.
Him.
I know.
How dare you, dude?
Yeah.
It's funny insult our guest.
It's like the liberal hotbed of Amarillo, Texas.
It's actually kind of funny that I knew that I figured throwing out Gerald might kind of annoy him, and it did. Anyhow, go on.
Anyway, this is Nick from Heiko. Go ahead. Give us the give us the scores.
All right. You guys also bet on the Mavericks, who would win Mavericks Pistons last Friday. And while your Mavericks without Luka did lose to the worst team in the NBA, you both had the Mavericks. So I'm going to declare Matt the winner based on Tiger Woods.
Yeah,
just seems ridiculous.
What was our tiebreaker?
Well, your tiebreaker.
Yeah, because that was kind of fun. That was how many field goals.
Well, it was Jake Burns is the UFL kicker for the Michigan Panthers. He set the record for 60. It was 64.
Blah, blah,
week
blah.
One.
Who won?
Well, you said that his longest field goal would be 57 yards.
Matt said 56,
and it was 55.
Dang, Matt. So Matt took that. Congrats.
Yeah.
Good week. Doesn't matter. We'll drop punishment Plinko boards, and then we won't do it.
God, I was thinking today.
That's like your fault, dude. It's just your fault.
Somebody's got a case of the Mondays.
For your punishment this week, CJ,
I have to actually put together the punishment?
No, you have to do Matt's taxes.
Yeah, that's actually a good one.
That's probably a punishment.
Or you have
Matt
to listen back to the segment.
Yeah, let's go buy all this stuff to do a punishment that will get 15 views on Instagram. Yay.
Listen to him right now.
All right, guys.
Listen to him.
See you never.
Thanks for coming to our party, Nick.
I don't want to be around anymore.
Fallout is the hottest video game turned into a TV show since the last one that was out a year ago. But no, seriously, we're excited. Here's a few things we've been watching.
And now it's time for the Nerd Report.
I just wanted to say that I'm a nerd.
Digging the Nerd Report out of the sound effect dumpster.
Wow.
I've been wanting to talk about Fallout because I'm looking for something new to watch. I've been in a phase of watching old Anthony Bourdain episodes from his several, No Reservations, that sort of thing. I've also started watching Metalocalypse again.
Oh, wow.
But the problem with all those Adult Swim cartoons is they're 11 minutes long.
And sometimes,
And you can't pay attention that long.
Well,
ADHD brain can't handle
made
that.
That short for you.
Here's the thing: is back in the day when you were in college and drunk or stoned watching Adult Swim shows, it was fine because it was all different. It was Aqua Teen Hunger Force, Metalocalypse. It was all like boom, 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 boom.
Right. But now, when you're drunk and stoned watching them, you have to go, "Oh my God, I'm 40. What have I done with myself?"
It's hard to binge those shows back to back because they are so just like wacky and weird, but I'm looking for something new to watch. And Spencer, let's start with that. The Fallout series, everyone has said you don't need to know about the game. It doesn't necessarily matter. It helps, but it is apparently incredible.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. There's 8 episodes, about an hour long, and I ended up watching them over the released Wednesday, I guess, or I ended up finishing them this weekend. It was pretty good. I enjoyed it.
Let me do some math
here's
here.
The thing. It's probably the best content ever written for the game series because the games are big open world RPG things where you sort of tell your own story, and there's like a mission you can do, campaign, like a main story, but I don't know. This one's pretty fun. I liked it.
Now, speaking of paying attention, you said that 8 episodes about an hour long, so that means each episode's about 7.5 minutes, which kind of seems to work out within the attention span, but is that the same problem I have watching 11-minute shows?
I don't know what you're saying right now.
I'm being an idiot. I'm taking where you said it's 8 episodes an hour long and jokingly inferring that the entire series was an hour long.
It's 8 hour-long episodes.
Yes, there was a comma in there, an hour long.
But overall, Spencer, is this something that is worth my time getting involved in? And more importantly, is it something that I'm going to get stressed about and sad and not finish watching?
I don't know. Why would you get stressed about it? There's a lot of mysteries going on. You might like the alternate history aspect of it.
And the apocalyptic kind of view.
Yeah, it's a very strange sort of retro-futuristic society where there's a lot of 50s and 40s era music, and it's still sort of futuristic. It's strange. I always liked the world building and the aesthetic to it because of how strange and weird it is, but it ends up being quite an engaging story. I found out as I was watching it.
Yeah,
there's mysteries presented and things that I kind of
getting rave
to
reviews,
follow.
And it's got that. What's the thing? All the derby girls and got rockabilly. It's got not rockabilly, but it's got the. I'm trying to think of the 50s kind of look that it has.
Yeah.
There's
some pinup aesthetic. It's just a lot of 40s and 50s like aesthetic and stuff.
Now, is there a problem with there being a female? Because I've seen some people online complaining that, one, she's the lead, and two, I've seen people say her ass is too flat, and there's been photoshops of them making it essentially look like she's wearing yoga pants.
Yes, wait. They're mad that someone has a butt that's too flat?
It doesn't look good enough in her pants.
It's the dumbest thing. Yeah, people online are just dumb. First of all, if you play the games, your ass is flat,
too.
Yeah.
Well, I think if you make a show out of video games, you're going to have some neckbeard show up, right?
I don't know. I enjoy the characters. It's good. I recommend it if you got some time to kill. I don't think it's anywhere near as good as like The Last of Us. But
Matt, your wife
it was
and
fun.
And you were watching a show that you wanted to recommend to us as well.
I did not want to recommend it. My wife has just recently got in. Yesterday, she was like, "Oh, I'm into this show. Do you want to watch my new show?" And I was like, "Sure." And I'm thinking, what's it going to be? Something she's been reading
about. How about you show me those tunas?
She's watching a show called Tracker. Are you familiar with it?
No, I'm not.
Oh, God.
Every week, this guy, for the reward money, tracks down another, like, missing person.
He does it freelance, right?
And
or something.
Five or 6 minutes into it, I'm listening to the writing, and all of a sudden I go, wait, did they just go to a commercial break? I was like, what are we watching here? It's so bad. What is this? And she goes, is this a new original series? She goes, I don't know. It's something from CBS. And I was like, okay, the network for old people has a show on Hulu now. You can watch it late. I'm like, honey, nobody watches network television anymore.
Dude, that first episode came on after the Super Bowl.
The reason we have streaming is to stay away from network television, and you've chosen to watch a network show that's limited. There's no cursing. There's nothing that's dirty. Everything has to be in like a 40-minute period. It is so horrendously unbelievable and bad.
Well, it can't compare to the show. I was hoping you were going to say this. Last night I was introduced to a show by my lover where you have to, it's a reality competition TV show where you have to guess who the person on the show's famous relative is.
That's where we gone. That's where it's at.
Well, we're all out of ideas, I guess.
Whoopi Goldberg's granddaughter, by the way, a gem. I like her a lot.
Nice to hear.
Layoffs, bad weather, and crappy airport topping Austin's news today. But you know, a city in Ohio actually had it worse, and that's where we'll start with that. A city did a great kind thing for its people. It distributed over 1,500 eclipse glasses for the big solar event for everyone excited to see it.
The city did?
Yeah, the city bought them, distributed them, made sure people had them. We're very happy because I guess they were kind of sort of in the path. Unfortunately, it turned out to be a nightmare, and the glasses were not real at all. They were not certified. They were not legit. They were fake eclipse glasses. Now,
so they were actual cardboard glasses. They just didn't have an actual. They weren't dark enough.
They didn't allow any light in.
Even worse.
So no one was risking being hurt. That's actually good. It is good. It's actually kind of funny if you think, like, I don't see it.
At least they had a chance. Most of us had clouds here, you know. So.
I mean, that would have even been worse if it was in Austin because, you know, imagine you're mixed up, too. Some people have their own eclipse glasses. Some people, take their welding goggles. It's kind of the same thing that happens. But, yeah, this... the city bought them. They didn't work. And unfortunately, I can't find out more because it didn't happen in Austin, so we don't care about it. But we do care about the airport's starting to suck again. This is now the second Monday in a row where we've been warned and there's been delays and unexpected issues. I thought we were past that. Didn't we just fix the airport? Didn't we solve everything?
I don't know what you mean. Didn't we fix the airport?
Us, by talking about the airport on the show, we fixed it. We said, hey, this is annoying to wait for lines. And then we haven't heard about lines in a year, and now we're hearing about lines again.
Try saying it again.
Hey, the airport sucks. You guys should fix it.
Yeah. Huh.
Hopefully we did some good there, I hope.
There you go. One more year. We're good.
Good deal. Problem solved.
Thank you, everybody. Welcome to your new mayor,
gentlemen,
the CJ Morgan Show.
We all... or worried and nervous about the day that's going to come in radio when we find out we're going to be laid off. And it's stressful, and I know how it usually happens. We're going to get a text or an email from the boss, and he'll be like, hey, can you come talk to me before the show? Always, can you come talk to me before the show? My fiance works in tech, and they do a lot of, meetings. But when they schedule meetings, you can see on the calendar if the HR person scheduled with it.
Oh, really?
So then you have kinda a meeting in a week, and it's like, oh. Or if it's a Zoom call, it usually starts like, hi, Diana, I'm here to talk to you real quick, and blah, blah, blah from HR is going to be joining us. So there's that shock. But imagine being a Tesla employee that found out via email at 2 a.m. this morning that you don't need to come in.
We found out about the Tesla layoffs a driver that drives the shuttle buses from the where you park to how you get to work.
It was empty.
He called the morning show and he was like, dude, all these people are showing up to work. And then I went to go put them on the shuttle and they all started getting back in their cars. And I'm like, what's up? And they're like, we all just got an email that we're fired. So he was calling us because he was like, I don't know if you want a heads up on the news. And I was like, I don't really want to layoffs doesn't sound like a thing to gloat about.
I don't want to hear about it from my fart and wiener joke radio show that I've been laid off.
That makes it hurt more, I would imagine.
It's about 10% of Tesla's global workforce. The auto industry can be a tough, fickle, finicky bitch, especially with the Chinese market making such a big impact on EVs. But it sucks because there's just such big expectations and things for right here in Central Texas. Like, Tesla is a huge employer in our area.
I don't know how many of the layoffs are going to affect the Texas area.
According to your shuttle driver, a lot.
I don't know how many.
I know it's anecdotal evidence. But
I don't know, yeah. And I don't know how much it's going to affect what they're manufacturing here in Texas either. Hopefully it's not much. I mean, they are a huge private employer in Texas.
The good news is that Tesla was able to, do a pretty good job unionizing and getting people organized and helping the...
No, that didn't happen.
Oh, wait. Yeah, that's right. They were busting them up pretty bad.
Yes, Texas. I don't know if you noticed what state you're in.
Well, the good thing is that, the salary that they pay for the manufacturing for the Cybertruck plant here is, so high that
I think I see where you're going, but I think you're... Not sure. Once again, you might be a little wrong.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay, well, let's talk about some good news. It's peak severe weather season in Austin.
Yay.
And guess what this week's going to bring a lot of?
More hail?
Mosquitoes and hail!
Yay!
Cheer up. It's April. Everything's getting better.
The internet has never been so easy.
The internet. Today on the internet, we're going to review a viral video of talking about why life is getting better because it's April. It's called April Theory, and perhaps this video should have gone viral in March because we're halfway through April. And if it's not better, well, they kind of failed on this one.
I guess if your April sucks, then at least we're halfway through and we're almost done, right?
Sure. You know? But this person clearly does not live in our fair area. Otherwise, they would know why things are just getting worse. First, let's discover April Theory from the viral internet video.
April Theory is when life starts to get good. Spring is starting in April. The weather gets nicer. Energy just shifts. I don't know about you guys, but I felt it. So if you've been feeling really stagnant in life, trust me, this is the month when things are gonna get really good for you. Things are warming up just in time for summer. This is when the little buds on the trees come. January, February, and March was all preparation for what is about to happen in April.
Listen, you're not wrong, but you don't live in Austin, Texas, in Central Texas, where you know by May it's going to be 100. Like, we're going to start eking up towards the 90s soon. Yeah. Mosquitoes are everywhere. Allergies are really bad. April is when it starts sucking in this fair city. And you know what? We don't get out for school anymore. So it's not fun.
I'm going to push back on you.
Push back.
And say that you're 100% wrong.
Okay, that's right, the end of the segment.
I was taking a breath as I thought about my work. Here's the issue. I have a feeling whoever that is talking right now is single.
Okay.
Because you're coming at this from somebody who is shacked up and living and has a mortgage with somebody else, right? Yeah. And as a result, you're right. But do you remember, think way back, before you were hitched, what life was like
bikini
in
season?
April? Yeah. Suddenly you started realizing, uh-oh, and we're going to be out later. The sun doesn't set till 9. Here comes lake time. Here comes trips. Here comes bikinis. Here comes Barton Springs. Here comes stand-up paddleboarding in the middle of the lake. Here comes calling in hooky to work a whole lot more than
usual. I'm
going
to be honest, Matt. This doesn't work for me. I never had cars with working AC. I'm kind of hairy and not the best-looking shirtless. My hookup ability depends on if the female thinks I'm funny and enjoys laughing with me while we're indoors and wearing full clothes. Okay. This doesn't work. Like I remember going on a date. Like, we'd hung out a little bit, but this girl was way out of my league, and I took her to the radio station's Blues on the Green. And
that's a great date.
I was like, where do you want to go? Do you want to meet? Do you want to do this? We ended up taking my car with no AC. And I was literally like, should I take a radio station vehicle or my car? And it just kind of flattened out.
Can I ask you a quick question?
Yeah.
That time that I walked in Alamo Draft House and you were with your now fiance, you guys had just met and spent the
evening. Yeah, I picked her up in a radio station vehicle.
What time of the year was that?
That was August, so even worse.
Okay. All right.
But then,
was he else first date at a radio remote?
No.
Here's the weird thing. He was wearing a down coat at the time.
No, my first date was going to be, I was like, hey, do you want to come to this radio thing with me? And she's like, I'm not. She's like, well, let's hang out tonight. I'm not going and meeting you and going to a dumb radio thing.
Thank God. I'm glad she had standards.
Yeah. not a lot. But April Theory.
It turns out, yeah.
Matt, I get where you're coming from, but again, like,
radio thing is what she calls his dunk.
Yeah.
I never
had a friend with a boat, so I never got to do the boat stuff. And I always had these buddies that would hang out on West 6 and do boat things, and I was like, this sucks. And then I had a female friend, Courtney. She had a boat, but then it was like,
did she let you do boat stuff?
She did. that was a good April.
There we go. Spencer's love affair with Fallout, part 2.
Greetings, listener. It is now time for Weird or Wired.
Is it weird? Is it wired? And he's going to be like, well, actually, I kind of liked it, but it just was...
I don't want to hit you with Love Affair. But Spencer does like the new show, along with a lot of people, on Prime Video called Fallout.
It's good.
Yeah. Here's something I like about it is I'm enjoying shows that aren't afraid to use all of the media at their
disposal.
Sure,
sure.
And here's what I'll bring it up. Have you called the number yet from Fallout?
Oh, crap. I thought about it.
Okay, here we go.
There was like an ad, and I remember them putting a number up, and I was like, huh, I wonder what that number goes
to. Well, would you like to know?
Yeah, go ahead.
Basically, they landed an Easter egg, which, you know, video games are kind of famous for Easter eggs. DVDs used to be famous for, if you remember DVDs, famous for Easter eggs. Little hidden things that you would find. Websites would sometimes have Easter eggs, and I love the idea of this. They planted an Easter egg inside of a new scripted series that is on Amazon Prime Video. It's called Fallout. People are really liking it. Bonkers action, oddball humor, post-apocalyptic, also kind of futurism. I'm not quite...
It's retro futurism.
I don't even know how to explain it. It's just a nice, a real diversion from reality.
All right, hold on. I just called it.
Please leave your message for 281-330-8004. Sorry. Mailbox is full.
Oh, man. Dang it. Matt, you shook your head. That's I got the wrong number?
You did.
Yeah, that's Mike Jones's number.
Oh.
Yeah.
Mike Jones.
I thought you would recognize 281-330-8004.
It's because I was paying too close attention to this in front of me.
Yeah, Matt gave me the look on. They're like, no, dude, this is wrong. I just like that. Anyhow, go on.
They are talking about, at the end of it, there's a kind of like a weird, what would you call it? Like a an infomercial kind of thing?
Yeah, I think there's an in-universe infomercial about, I don't even recall what it was. It might be about the vaults.
It is about the vaults you can live in after a post-apocalyptic, post-nuclear fallout world.
They're trying to sell these things
to the community. So they say, hey, give us a call, 213-25-VAULT, 213-25-VAULT. And it turns out, you can dial or text that number. It is a real working number.
Didn't have to go that hard, but I like that they did.
Okay, here we go.
That's just someone listening to our show.
Yeah. You get a kind of a series of screams from, a lot of people have surmised that it's Goggins, a character from
Walter Goggins,
the show. If you text it, you get a reply back that says, thank you for texting Vault Tech. The next available appointment is 33 weeks from now. Please stand by.
That's fun.
And now everyone online who's watched the series is trying to figure out, what does the 33 mean? Is it true 33 weeks? Does 33 stand for something else? They're all trying to. Now, it could be nothing. That might be the simple thing they wrote for it.
Yes.
But I love that they've started this extra conversation.
I love it, too. I love Easter eggs and stuff. The only thing is I've noticed in past years, it was kind of fun. But now, if you don't tie up loose ends of things and you start giving people crap to speculate. If they start doing that and there's nothing that comes of it, they're going to be mad. And they will turn on you fast. So you're going to have, if you create dumb, fun things like this, you're going to have an entire team make it a huge part of the lore and backstory, which will not satisfy them, even when you do. It's like an itch that's got to be scratched. And it's like, well, that's not what I wanted. You know, great, David Lynch used to be like, well, I'm not telling you what that means, or it's for the imagination, or people like that. But now they have to have the answer. They have to have the stuff finished. And when they get it, it's never right.
Yeah, I had
someone listening to my rant there.
I have not played the game. I haven't seen the series yet. But I do like, and I'm hoping more and more series will start to do some of this stuff, because they know we interact with shows differently than we ever have in the past. We know that they all have their own lives that live on even after we've watched and consumed them. I get this one a big old Wired. I think it's cool. I think it's fun. And I hope it's the beginning of something that we see a lot more of.
Matt, one more time. What's that number? 281-330-8004.
No, that's Mike Jones.
Mike Jones.
40,000 calls a day, Mike Jones.
Wow, really?
I don't know if it's still his number. Anyhow, what's the number we can call for Fallout Fun?
213.
No, you gotta watch it.
I'm sorry.
You know what?
Watch
no
it.
Spoiler alerts. Did you know? Were you aware? perhaps you might have wondered why we do this segment. I'm going to be honest. It's because we care about information. We don't care about the follow-up, the retaining of the fact, or anything other than going, Did you know? There are dust storms in Mars, and they are bad. They can develop in a matter of hours and take over the entire freaking planet. We actually have a sound from Mars of what happens when, again, out of nowhere. Planet's pretty huge, obviously bigger than our moon. Takes a long time to walk around. It's got cliffs, mountains, valleys, and a dust storm just everywhere. Here we go. This is from the, what was the name? The Rover 3 was the one that captured this?
Not sure.
Anyhow, here you go. That's nuts. Here we go. All right. I'm sorry.
It's a pretty wild sandstorm. That thing just really came on us. Excuse me.
Yeah.
It's different.
Yeah, it's different.
You're right.
Super different. Ask Grimes.
I did that whole thing just for that. Sorry, guys.
Really happy you did that.
Did you know?
Do we know?
Yeah. In 1898, I repeat, 1898, doctors began to suspect that a sudden new rise of a newish disease, lung cancer, might be caused by smoking.
Smoking's good for you. Makes you a healthy man.
There were only 140 published cases of the then super rare disease in 1900.
Wow.
But we weren't able to confirm it.
Why is this making me hit my vape?
All of the money that it spent on it.
Yeah.
But it had anything to do with smoking until very recently.
They used to be like, oh, she's having a hysteria. Just slap her and give her a cigarette. Like, they used to legitimately give people cigarettes. And I will say the nicotine and there can be effects, but they got a little bit of cash to do that. Tell people to, hey, have a smoke. You'll be fine. It's a good balanced part of your breakfast.
Good stuff. It's excellent. I highly recommend it. I'm one of the 4 out of 5 doctors I would recommend
cigarettes. I will say there's nothing better than, Matt, I know you've never been a smoker, but when you're drunk, or my favorite is waking up in the morning, having a cigarette and a coffee, and suddenly your brain is like, I'm a genius. I can think of everything. Oh, but I got to go poop.
And then, oh, I need another cigarette.
Yeah, right away. Ugh, stinks, though.
Let's have some cigarettes and coffee in here.
They used to.
No!
Did you know?
Prolonged exposure to felt containing high levels of mercury would cause mental dysfunction in 18th century hat makers, ushering in the phrase, as mad as a hatter.
Mad Hatter,
that's where Mad Hatter comes from.
Man,
pretty cool, huh?
We used to lot of mercury and lead back in the day, and it wasn't too good.
I bet we had tinctures. I'll take a little bit of a mercury to help yourself feel better.
Speaking of the whole cigarette thing, do y'all remember what a big deal the lead thing was? Like, they were just using and putting lead in everything, kind of for the only reason to keep lead making money. And some scientist was like, hey, this is bad. And they're like, you're crazy. They said, lead's a good body, a balanced breakfast.
What are these scientists doing? They're nuts.
Dude, I will say there's nothing better than waking up in the morning and smoking a lead and having a cup of mercury, and then your brain's just on fire. You're like, I'm a genius, and then you gotta poop.
Yeah, it's excellent. Mad as a hatter, of course.
It takes a lot of guts to run your own show, and he's got plenty of stomach to spare. The CJ Morgan Show on 101X.